WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Virginia Republican Representative Bob Goodlatte says he wants to know more about the Justice Department's role during last year's election. JMU says it may have an outbreak of viral meningitis on its hands. That's a lot less serious than the bacterial version. And we spend a cold night outside with the Slave Dwelling Project in Charlottesville. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, October 25th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College, offering small classes, student clubs, sports, and financial aid while living close to family and friends. Registration for the fall semester is happening now at the Weir's Cave campus or online at brcc.edu.
James Madison University is reporting an outbreak of what doctors suspect is viral meningitis. In an emailed statement, health officials say that some students have been reporting symptoms consistent with such an outbreak. They say the viral form of the disease should not raise concern the way that bacterial meningitis, the more severe form, would. Experts say that you can protect yourself and avoid spreading the virus with frequent hand washing, staying away from those who are sick, and covering your mouth and nose when sneezing or coughing. Health officials at JMU say they are working closely with the Virginia Department of Health to monitor the situation. Also, the Republican 6th District Representative Bob Goodlatte and another House committee chair announced Tuesday they are opening an investigation into decisions made by the Justice Department during last year's presidential election. Goodlatte, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and Trey Gowdy, House Oversight Chairman, said in a joint statement they want to know why then-FBI Director James Comey decided to publicly announce the Bureau's investigation into Hillary Clinton's handling of classified information, but not to publicly announce the investigation into Donald Trump's campaign associates. Some Democrats, including Representative Jerry Connolly of Virginia, dismissed the announcement as a distraction from the ongoing probes into Russia's interference in last year's campaign and Trump's multiple conflicts of interest. Virginia's Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal by a redistricting advocacy group challenging a judge's decision upholding 11 state, House, and Senate districts. The court on Tuesday granted a petition filed by the advocacy group One Virginia 2021, which claims that during the 2011 redistricting process, lawmakers violated the requirement that election districts must be compact. Richmond Circuit Court Judge W. Riley Marchant ruled in March that the districts are constitutional. One Virginia 2021 wants the court to force lawmakers to give a priority to requirements such as compactness when drawing legislative district lines. The group argues that the current redistricting process focuses too heavily on protecting incumbents and helping political parties. Republican House Speaker William Howell has previously said that lawmakers were prepared to defend the map again if the case were appealed. Also, the University of Virginia is hosting a two-day conference beginning today to discuss and promote greater youth engagement in civic, social, and political life. The sixth annual conference, known as Youth Act, follows the violent rallies in Charlottesville over the summer that involved young people, some of whom the organizers note stood for hate and violence, and others who took a stand against white supremacists and rallied for equity and social justice. The conference is sponsored by the Youth Next Center for Effective Youth Development at the Curry School of Education. Finally, the Slave Dwelling Project recently held its largest ever event at the University of Virginia to commemorate the hundreds of enslaved men, women, and children who built and ran the school in the 19th century. Nearly three dozen panels saw more than 100 speakers over 3 days, but at the center of it all was an outdoor sleepover in near-freezing temperatures where the enslaved would have slept. Jordy Yeager was there.
I was uncomfortable. I was very uncomfortable.
April Burns' ancestors were enslaved by three generations of Jeffersons. They were enslaved, Burns remembers, but they were together. Then, in 1827, the horrific. They were split apart. Her four times great-aunt, Fanny, came here, bought and enslaved by UVA anatomy professor Robley Dunglison, mere feet from where Burns laid her sleeping bag for the night. She stared into the darkness, imagining her ancestors' reality, their discomfort, and she felt it.
So I interpret it as they were uncomfortable, I was uncomfortable. I was restless, I was cold, I was fidgety, and messing with my sleeping bag and messing with the blanket over my head until I finally just got up at 3:30 in the morning and sat on the bench.
Burns joined about 50 others that night behind a student pavilion where the university's elite now live. It's where white students and their professors forced the African Americans they enslaved to chop their wood, do their laundry, cook their food. A serpentine brick wall surrounds the space. It was designed to muffle the sounds of the enslaved from the white outside world. These and hundreds of other hidden or ignored examples of slavery's lasting impacts were on full display last week as UVA's President's Commission on Slavery and the University hosted its first symposium. Assistant Dean and History Professor Kurt Von Dack is the Commission's co-chair. In the 19th century, he said, more than half of Albemarle County's population was enslaved. That's as many as 14,000 African Americans.
3 out of every 4 white adult males own at least one slave in the county. This is a center of significant slaveholding.
But until recently, UVA didn't share its role with visitors, students, or professors, said President Teresa Sullivan, who formed the commission in 2013.
They found there'd been efforts to literally hide, even to destroy, some of what was known about slavery at the university.
As the founder of the Slave Dwelling Project, Joe McGill has slept at more than 100 sites where the formerly enslaved lived. Speaking to a crowd seated around candlelit tables, McGill recalled that 2 months ago, there was a different presence at UVA, one that made international headlines.
That flame that we're looking at was once upon a time in the form of a tiki torch. And we're here to counter that, folks.
The violence the white supremacist rallies of August 11th and 12th brought to Charlottesville harkened back to the violence visited on the enslaved. Many of the symposium's discussions centered around this, the enduring legacies of slavery, connecting the past to the present. How, as much as things have changed, some things haven't changed at all. Michael Swanberg is an assistant professor of nursing at UVA and has seen racial disproportionality in the deaths of infants.
When we dig deeper, it's about 3 babies per 1,000 die in the white population and 22 babies per 1,000 die in the African American population. So we have a 5 times higher infant mortality rate in Charlottesville.
This was far from the only example laid out over the week. Archivist and associate professor at UVA, Irvin Jordan, detailed how he hears often about the historical discriminatory practices of the university, where only 6% of the student body is African American.
I think one of the things that UVA needs to consider is legacy admissions for people who are descendants of slaves who worked here. That's one thing.
On the west side of UVA's campus is a massive cemetery where more than 1,000 Confederate soldiers are buried. 5 years ago, archaeologists discovered a small plot on the north side, just outside the stone wall, 67 unmarked graves of enslaved African Americans. For decades, it had been forgotten, along with accounts of grave robbing and cadaver sales. But last Thursday, in the dead of night, April Burns joined more than 100 people as they walked with candles in hand and visions of a more equitable future. I'm Jordy Yeager.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Wednesday.